Stan Jones is a writer based in Anchorage, but he's lived all across the state of Alaska. He's the author of the Nathan Active mystery novels, which are set in a village modeled after Kotzebue. He's also co-authored a book about the Valdez oil spill. This week, he's in Unalaska, talking about his series and hosting a writer's workshop. Before coming out here, he chatted with KUCB about his books, his favorite Alaskan authors, and why exactly it's such a challenge to write about this state. Welcome, Stan. Before you started writing mystery novels, you were a newspaper journalist. What prompted the switch from nonfiction to fiction?
From having lived in Kotzebue, I just got so interested in that part of Alaska and the culture there and how people live that I developed the itch to write about them. I couldn't think of a real nonfiction book to write about them that, you know, hadn't been written before or would take more time than I had available to put into the research, so I decided to write fiction. The second appeal of fiction for me was, in fiction, you're allowed to go inside someone's head and say what they're thinking. In journalism, which is what I had done before, you really can't do that. Mostly you stick to describing behavior and recounting what people say, but don't do a lot of speculating or guessing about what's inside their heads.
So which of the characters in the Nathan Active series do you love the most? Is there one that you're particularly fond of?
To some extent, that's like asking which of your children are your favorites. Well, you love them all, but some stand out. I certainly like Nathan. He's kind of the observer character or the traveler character who's traveling through this strange and interesting world and reporting to the reader what he sees and what's interesting about it. There's a really rambunctious, buccaneering, swashbuckling bush pilot named Cowboy Decker, who's partly modeled on an actual bush pilot I knew up there who killed himself in a very strange accident where he landed his twin-engine airplane on a runway and one engine wouldn't start when it was time to leave, and he tried to leave anyway on the other engine and crashed and was killed in the process. So far, that hasn't happened to my bush pilot, but that's what happened to the original. And then, of course, the killers are always of interest. In my detective novels, there really are kind of two protagonists. One is Nathan Active, who's trying to solve the mystery. And the other is the killer, the person who really set things in motion by killing someone and now has to be caught. The hard part about having the killer be a protagonist in the kind of stories I write where you don't want the reader to know who it is until the end is you can't go inside his head. You can't really have him or her be a character per se. So you have to learn about him and his behavior and his motives gradually, kind of on the installment plan as Nathan investigates the case. And then finally there's Nathan's love interest, a woman named Grace Palmer, who actually is the star of the third book in the series, which was called Frozen Sun. And Frozen Sun, besides being something of a murder mystery, is a bit of a rescue story. Nathan Active sees her picture and falls in love with her and actually goes to Unalaska and finds her and rescues her from self-imposed exile from the world.
So without having been to Unalaska, how did you manage to write about it?
Well, that was fraught. I was really hesitant to do it because I couldn't afford to come down there and sniff around and you know, spend some time there. I did a couple of things. One is I subscribed to the weekly newspaper from Dutch Harbor for a while and read as much as I could from that to get a flavor of the place. And I read everything I could about the place. And also I talked to a couple of reporters who had been there and one of whom lived there and just got as much of a flavor of the place as I could and then attempted to describe it as accurately as I could.
And what are your favorite books about Alaska?
One of my favorites is Going to Extremes, which Joe McGinnis wrote back in the 70s, and now he's writing a book about Sarah Palin. Another book from the same era that conceivably is the best book ever written about Alaska is Coming Into the Country by John McPhee. I like books that I refer to as Alaskana just because they're really old and some of them not in print anymore. Flying comes up a lot in my books, bush flying. These days, just about my favorite books about bush flying in Alaska are written by a guy who was a bush pilot up there when I lived in Kotzebue, and his name is, he writes as under a pseudonym, Cloud Dancer, CLOUDDANCER, and he self-publishes these books, so they're a little bit amateurish in some respects. They're called Cloud Dancer's Alaskan Chronicles. But his stories about bush flying around Kotzebue and Nome in the 70s and 80s are just riveting. He's a born storyteller. He really knows how to do a scene and bring people alive, and they're really kind of bawdy and politically incorrect. They're very frank, and I just love them.
When people write and when people talk about Alaska, it always seems to be in terms of extremes. And it's gotten to the point where Alaska's bigness almost feels cliche when you hear about it talked that way so much. How do you manage to keep your writing about the state feeling fresh?
Well, I know, and it's really a challenge because if you were writing a story about a person, and this person, male or female, was the best-looking human being you had ever seen, how could you not make that part of the story, right? So now you're writing about this state of ours, which is outrageously beautiful and sometimes just outrageously outrageous. Everything here is just larger than life. So you can't quite write about Alaska without putting some of that in. Somehow it's just there. And in addition, to go all commercial here for a second, if you're going to write stories for a nationwide audience or even an international audience, to some extent, you have to show them the Alaska that they have in their heads when they pick up a book about Alaska to read it. They have some expectations as to what's in Alaska. So if you throw some of that into the book, they feel a bit more at home maybe and like they're getting what they've paid for. So the question is, how do you sort of cope with the outrageousness of Alaska without letting it take over the book and just be a sort of travelogue about big mountains and beautiful rivers and colorful people and all that kind of stuff? And I think the thing to do is to write stories about ordinary people, the kind of humans you'd run into in any place on Earth, living and functioning and interacting and sometimes dying in the middle of all this outrageousness that we call Alaska.
And if you had just one tip for a writer who's just starting out, what would it be?
Well, maybe I could give two or three. One is read a lot. And if you want to write mysteries, you shouldn't necessarily read only mysteries. That turns it into a closed loop, and all mysteries tend to be about other mysteries. So read outside the field, too, so that you can bring new material into it. Number two, write a lot and keep writing. There's nothing like practice. And number three, to crib from Stephen King, the road to hell is paved with adverbs, so try not to use any adverbs.
Thank you, Stan. On Friday, Stan Jones will be hosting two writers' workshops for high school and adult writers at the Unalaska Public Library. And on Saturday, he'll be leading the Literary Coffee House. You can check out our community calendar for more information on the two events at www.kucb.org.